Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Physical therapists Gary Ellisis and Shauna Fatma with Pella Regional Health Center join us on today's program to talk about dry needling, which is now offered in their therapy services department.
And we are here today to talk about kind of a new thing that's coming here to Pella Regional's therapy services, dry needling. What is that and kind of how did that come here to this therapy services department?
So we insert a needle into the muscle. And the purpose of that is to get the muscle to relax. We apply that into the muscle that are tight, some trigger points. It's one of the tools that we utilize here in the clinic to get them back to function, get them some pain relief.
Well, and there's a wide range of uses or, I guess, treatments or things that should be treated or could be treated by dry needling here at Pella Regional. What are some of the more common things that may come through your door?
Right now, we've been seeing quite a few shoulder pain issues. Headaches have been treated. We've worked with bursitis in the hip. Other things we've had is forearm pain, epicondylitis, low back pain. And neck pain.
Explain how that works then. So you kind of broke down the needle process, but medically, how is that benefiting somebody to stick a needle in them, so to speak? And what are the things that are working in the body, so to speak, to make that healing or accelerate it?
So before we got certified in dry needling, we do surface on the skin soft tissue mobilization. So, and that's the same kind of concept to relax the muscle, get that muscle to,
So you're stimulating, you're resetting, you're getting the muscle twitch to happen. And once that muscle twitch happens, then you get the scientific reaction. You get the biochemicals that flood the area. You get increased blood flow to the area that basically helps that muscle reset. So then we can start to re-educate that muscle to work within function more appropriately.
And this isn't acupuncture. I think there's been some common misconceptions. When people come in, they're not going to have a 100 needles sticking in them or whatever, but kind of maybe dispel that and what this may more realistically look like when they're coming in.
The only similarity we have with acupuncture is just the needle. But the concept of the dry needling is we insert it directly into the muscle. So we don't follow the meridian, which the acupuncture uses, the meridian flow of energy or the reflexology. So ours is to directly change the chemical reaction of that muscle and get them to function better.
Well, he said the word certification, and that's important. This is a certification for the Pella Regional Therapy Services Department. So there's some assurances here for patients.
Right. The Practice Act requires physical therapists to have 27 hours. We had really a lot of the training is involved in our PT school, but the certification is extra on top of that.
And so if people want to learn more about it or they're coming here to services, how is that determination that becomes an option for a patient and what's the best way for them to explore that as an option to help them with pain or recovery?
So first we evaluate the patient. We want to make sure that this is a treatment that would be appropriate for them. If it's not a treatment appropriate for them, then we move on to other tools that we have to get them back to where they need to be.
And it's still not going to be the only treatment used. We want to get a look at the big picture. We're going to look at their function. We're going to look at their strength. It's not just the dry needling that solves the problem. It's the exercise and the return to function that they attain after the procedure and what they do with it. We don't want it to be a passive form of treatment. We want the patients to embrace that reset of the muscle and start to use it more appropriately.
For a rural hospital, there's a wide range of services you have here in this department. And I know you can't go over all of them, but that's one of the things that may be a benefit for patients they aren't aware of is there's a lot that you offer beyond dry needling. What are just some of the things that maybe people are surprised when they come in and say, oh, this is a service that you have here?
So we do pediatric services, we do vestibular, we do neurologic, and all general orthopedic services.
We also do women's health. We have occupational therapy. UVB, we do treatments for skin conditions.
So a wide range of services. What's the best way for them to get in touch with the department and whether it's through a doctor or however that process may work?
Doctor referrals are helpful. Some insurances will require that. Not all insurances require that. We do have ability of direct access, but we do like to communicate with the physicians as part of your team to know what's going on in your health. Phone number is 641-628-6623.
Once again, today's program was about dry needling at Pella Regional Health Center. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKBurlesque.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.